This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid their last respects to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. Earlier in a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Scindia and former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Leader of the Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, AAP Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin among other leaders also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. In a social media post, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said the mortal remains of the former Prime Minister will be at his residence in the national capital today for the public to offer their condolences. He added that tomorrow morning his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. The government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra today paid condolences to Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that the country lost a very distinguished leader, an eminent economist and a great human being. In his condolence message, Dr. Mishra recalled his memories with the former Prime Minister. He said his memories with Dr. Manmohan Singh date back to the time when he was teaching at the Delhi School of Economics. Dr. Mishra said he had the privilege of interacting with him when working as Secretary to the National Disaster Management Authority and Secretary to Government in the Ministry of Agriculture during his tenure as Prime Minister. In Punjab, at least 8 passengers have been killed in a road accident in Bathinda when a bus fell into a drain after crashing into a bridge. The bus was coming from Talwandi Sabo. Bathinda Deputy Commissioner Shaukat Ahmed Pare said that 26 others travelling in the bus have been injured and admitted to various hospitals. They are safe and stable. He said that NDRF and district police reached the spot soon after the accident and rescued the passengers with the help of volunteers. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh snowfall started in various regions of the Kashmir region this afternoon. The winter season's first snowfall has occurred in Srinagar. Additionally, fresh snowfall has been reported from Shopian, Kulgam, Kokarnag, Pehelgam and some areas in South Kashmir. In North Kashmir's Bandipura district, snowfall has caused the closure of the Bandipura-Gurez road. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting reviewed the advancement of India and USA partnership over the last 4 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing of former chairman of Suzuki Motor Corporation, Osamu Suzuki. In his message, Mr. Modi called him a legendary figure in the global automotive industry, saying that his visionary work reshaped global perceptions of mobility. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier today dissolved the country's lower house of parliament to pave the way for snap elections on 23rd February, following the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's three-way coalition. South Korea's National Assembly voted today to impeach acting President Han Duk-soo less than 2 weeks after he took over for President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached for his botched imposition of martial law. In women's cricket, India defeated West Indies by 5 wickets in the third and final ODI of the ICC Championship Series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.